Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's fabulous Friday. Learning. Get our stuff, but we're learning how to take care of our physical bodies as we go through this transition into ascension, and we're going to continue that discussion today. I'm Cynthia Johnson, your host, along with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're in the book study of Oneness, transcribed by Rasha. Okie dokie. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to give us our opening prayer.
Mm-hmm. I want to say good morning to everyone who's listening and send blessings of love and light to every person, and that it's followed by peace. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are the ones directing this lifestyle of who we are individually, and thank you for the will to be free, that we absorb everything with the elements of earth, air, fire, and water, and that we're also part of that. We are the miracle workers on this planet, driven by you and gently reminded that we are you in the flesh form. We thank you that we are the ETs who come to this realm, but we're not of this world. And we thank you that we're from your space and have all the intelligence and the wisdom to understand the dictations of the Holy Spirit as the grand council of our life. We thank you for circles of prosperity that is not just about the energy of money, but the direction of life and health and upliftment and ascension. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. You know, this morning I was contemplating on our lesson yesterday because it was so powerful. It just resonated throughout my being, the importance of taking care of our bodies. And I really began to see our bodies as our vehicle on this planet Earth. It is truly a vehicle. It's how we move and have our being in the physical plane. And I think when we really pay attention to that and link it into the fact that we are ascending into a higher vibration, it helps us with the discipline that is required in order for us to make these changes. I want to pick up the lesson where we left off yesterday. It says, your overall well-being is under the influence of powerful forces that act in intricate combinations to create physical health under rapidly changing conditions. So the choices that you make in the present period will strongly influence the conditions with which you will be contending in the near future. It is foolhardy to think that it is possible to maintain the status quo in terms of what you might have believed at the outset would be your lifestyle, when the evidence of radical change in every aspect of existence is all around you. And it will take a lot of courage on the part of some of you who consider yourselves to have a great deal at stake to make a radical deviation from your anticipated life script and forge an alternate plan for what may appear ill-advised when priorities are based on the amassment of material wealth may well constitute the direction of highest choice when viewing the world from a conscious perspective. You may recall yesterday when we ended our lesson, we were talking about that our survival right now is critical. That we, if we don't make radical changes in the way we take care of ourselves, that we can become an extinct species. The vibration on the planet has raised so much that it puts a lot of pressure on our bodies. And our bodies need to go through a detox and a purification so that we can reside in these finer vibrations. And one of the things that they mentioned yesterday was that it may be possible, it may be necessary for us to move to other areas of the country where the air is cleaner, where the water is purer, and that may be the driving force for us. And what they're saying here is once you become aware of what's required for you to reside or to be in harmony with this higher vibration, that it may change your whole life script. If you may have invested in a home or in a career, and you now have to make a decision, a choice between this new lifestyle and what you have invested in. So I need you guys to take a deep breath because you're at a crossroads. Some of you may be at a crossroads, and some of you may say, this is easy. I'm going to live my highest expression right now, which includes being in harmony with my body and doing what's best for my body and stay with my spiritual path. So by becoming aware and sensitive to the changes in your physical world and the unseen conditions that comprise it, you enable yourself to become liberated from the limitations that might otherwise imprison you in the past. So it may be necessary to seize the opportunity to spring oneself from the grasp of conditioned expectations and look carefully at the ramifications of choices that may have been made with blinders on. And when you look carefully at the world as you are recognizing it to be, it is clear that the ground rules have changed in a life-altering way, and that it is entirely appropriate to make life changes and life choices that resonate with the momentum of that change. You need to trust your inner sensing in determining the direction of the choice under the current conditions of transition and be less concerned with the input of your logical mind, which may be conditioned to feed you factors that are fear-based. Listen to that. Your logical mind may give you things that are fear-based. Know that at the highest level, you have made the choice to be present in the reality you consider to be the here and now. And from the perspective of the highest expression of you, everything is in divine order. And in the present moment, you may not understand the perfection of the circumstances in which you find yourself. Yet from the heightened vantage point, it cannot be otherwise. I want to share something with you guys that happened to me yesterday. It was so miraculous and such an expression of instantaneous manifestation. And I think it's a perfect example of what they're talking about here. I was on the computer and I was watching YouTube, and my niece had put up a video of my brother and his wife juicing. And of course, she's there videotaping the whole thing. So it's a little small core unit of the family. And they were juicing. And Reggie and I were, when we were in California visiting, he wanted us to experience his juicing. So this is his new thing that he absolutely loves. And you can see the joy all over his face as he's putting in all these vegetables and everything. And he's juicing. So on one level, it was an extension of our lesson, right, about treating our bodies well. And but in that moment, I was with him and recalling the joy that we have and how we were laughing and making jokes as he was juicing. And here I was experiencing it again. It was like I was there. So I sent him, when it was over, the little video was over, I copied the link and sent it to him and said, oh, this was such a joy for me to be able to visit with you today like this. And I sent him the link to the video. And as I come out of my email, there's a text message from my brother saying, I just wanted to hear your voice. I called you and it's nothing important, but I just wanted to hear your voice. So at the same time that I'm thinking of him with all of this joy and happiness, he was thinking of me. And he sends me this message, and I called him. It was instantaneous. That's number one. Number two, we were both in a joyful place. But that blew me away how fast it happened. We always give that example, but I was in the moment and recognized it immediately of what was going on. And I shared it with him after I called him back. And in the midst of that conversation, he says, oh, I have a friend who's doing very well as a business opportunity, and I think this may be a way for you to make some money. And I said, okay, what is it? And he says, well, he's selling these alarm systems. And I said, well, what kind of money is he making? He says he's doing about $40,000 a month. Well, then, of course, I went ka-ching, and I'm paying attention, right? And I said, well, I guess I should hear out the whole thing. But deep down in my soul, something was saying, no, you can't do this. Not can't do this. This is not what you should be doing. That's a better word. And then very quickly what flashed through my mind is alarm systems. That's fear. The whole thing was so against where I am spiritually right now. I had to express to him and that my logical mind was saying, you know, you need to do something. But my spirit was saying no. And I explained to him, I said, you know, I believe I am on my right path. That this, and in terms of my life's purpose. And, you know, this is selling alarm systems, which is all about fear. And I can't participate in that. I don't want to, you know, encourage people to be fearful because I know that everything is in divine order. It was so against everything that we are learning in Circles of Prosperity. I could not do it. And I walked away from the opportunity. And that's what they're saying here, that you need to trust your inner sensing in determining the direction of choice. And they're also telling you that it may be in direct contradiction to your logical mind. Of course, my logical mind is saying, girl, you know you need this money. But the other part of me says, no, I know that all of my needs are met. And as a matter of fact, that's what I told my brother. I said, I have to trust and have faith in faith. God has promised me that all of my needs will be met. And I have to live that and believe that. If I do this, then I'm doubting my faith. It was just such a perfect example of this lesson right now. And how you have to consciously make choices moment to moment. Moment to moment. Let's move forward. They say use your logical mind to make the highest choices possible with regard to the care and nourishment of your physical body. And rely on your deep-seated inner knowingness to help you navigate the more challenging passages on the path. For here, facts give way to feelings. And the truth you carry within the depths of your being is accessible to you as the compass of your soul. And it's there to provide direction and timeless wisdom as you move through these challenges. So the skills needed to access that guidance, they're not learned, for you already know them. What is required is the courage to allow what has been programmed within you to surface and to embrace what will be vibrationally unquestionable as the answer to your prayers. You know, God is always talking to you. The question is, are you listening? Are you listening? You get feelings, you get intuitions, and, you know, you've been trained one way in terms of how to respond to situations. Are you falling back on the old way of how you're going to deal with things? Or are you really listening to God? Are you listening? Are you tuned into your divinity and making your choices from your highest good, for your highest good, from your higher self? Know that in the present period, you are being assisted at the highest level by aspects of your own being who have a vested interest in your physical survival. It is in the highest interest of all concerned that you thrive through the transitions to come and that you emerge in strength and wholeness in the world to come, because your physical form will undergo changes in the interim period that will enable you to sustain life at other levels of existence and to have a presence energetically in realms where you may now be only marginally connected. By focusing your attention on the maintenance of your form in a state of purification, you will maximize your choices of completing the process of full interconnectedness with kindred consciousness. That is, in essence, you at other levels. Full conscious awareness at those levels will only be possible once you have attained full integration. And each of the energy points you refer to as your chakras within your energy field, there are issues to be confronted and transcended at each of these points, for each is the manifestation in physical form of a multi-dimensional network of energy and of consciousness. So by being aware of and receptive to the need of the energetic whole to clear these lines of interdimensional communication, you make the strongest possible contribution to the ascension of the full energetic spectrum of all that you are. Now, I know that's a mouthful. I like to go back and kind of break it down for you a little bit, because it requires us to shift, doesn't it? We have to shift from the physical realities, looking at what we can see, all right? And we need to move into the unseen reality, which is what? It's spiritual, number one. Number two, it is multidimensional, meaning that you are in multiple realities simultaneously. If your spirit, to understand this, you have to release the concept of body. To understand multidimensionality, you need to release the concept of your body. Let go of the body. And just breathe for a moment. Your pure consciousness that's experiencing reality in multi-dimensions. It is important that that part of you that is on planet Earth at this time, that's utilizing a bodysuit, but is still spirit and unseen, It's important that that part of you become consciously aware of the other levels of you in these multidimensionals. And each level of you in these multidimensions has energy. Because outside of this, everything is energy. The core of who you really are is energy. And then what they're saying is that this network of energy, it's a network of energy and of consciousness. And by being aware of and receptive to the need of the energetic whole, in other words, when you become aware of all of the dimensions of you energetically, that you bring those into harmony. So whatever you need to do here to clear consciousness, to make it clear so that you're making that connection with the whole energetically, that's what you need to move to. And the only way you're going to get to that point, number one, you need to kind of clear, you've got to clear the body. You have to go through a detox of the body, and you need to be in meditation. And you have to stop thinking with your logical mind and really start paying attention to your feelings, because your feelings reflect the energy. And your feelings, that's your Geiger counter. That's telling you whether you're warm or hot. In other words, am I in alignment? Because if you're disturbed and you're worried and you're miserable and you're unhappy, you are not in alignment. And you're clogging up the energetic flow of all the higher, your higher selves. You're multidimensional. It's impacting all of you. And ultimately, guess what? It's impacting the collective whole. Your sadness is holding back the collective whole. Not only your multidimensional self, but the collective whole. And I know what I'm saying right now sounds like mumbo jumbo to some of you. But I am praying that somewhere inside of you, as you continue to breathe, that you know that there's more to you than what you see. And that's the part of you that I'm addressing this morning. There is more to you than what you see. The process encompasses the microcosm of your reality and the microcosm of every nuance within that framework. And it goes on to include the microcosm of all that you are, which is, in essence, all that is. You know what that's saying to you? It's saying all that you are is energy. All that you are is divine. All that you are is all that there is. Dr. Reggie and I laugh because Deepak Chopra had, I don't even know if this is the exact quote, but he says, this is this and that is that and that's all that is. With his little, you're all that is. That's God. God is all that there is. And your isness is all that is. All that is cannot be all that it is without all that you are. Breathe. All that is, equal in meaning, the source, God, the universe, however you want to define it, that primal energy, all that is, it cannot be all that it is, without all that you are. You are part of the collective whole. It's like, okay, you got a pie, right? And it's a whole pie. And you cut a piece out and give a slice to somebody, it's gone. That pie cannot be a whole pie without that piece in it. That's what they're saying. All that is can't be all that it is without you. Without you. And it says, all that you are being present and interconnected in all ways. God is, I need you. I will be patient and wait for you. Align with me and be whole. We are a collective unit. That is a powerful statement. So their great care is being taken at levels beyond your conscious awareness to ease you into this process so as not to disrupt the delicate energetic balance and the perfection that is your physical form. Wow. Each of you has a unique set of variables with which to fit energetically into one realm. Each of you is important to the whole. And as the vibration of that realm ascends and the radical changes within your physical form are taking place in its effort to adapt, they add exponentially more factors to an already complex equation. And ultimately, it will not be possible for many to sustain a presence in physical form under present conditions because the rate of acceleration is such that retained density at the cellular level will result in a systemic breakdown in the bodies of all but the most conscious beings amongst you. And what is that saying? That not everybody can handle this ascension process because they have so weakened their bodies with toxins, they can't handle it. And you know, I was praying for an understanding of why we have epidemic proportions of diabetes and all the ramifications from diabetes, which include kidney disease, inflammation, gout, high blood pressure, heart disease. And it's in epidemic proportions. We are ascending, and a lot of people have not are not consciously elevating themselves in that vibration, and the body is suffering because of it. Those of you who count yourselves as candidates for transformation of your physical bodies in the times to come are being carefully guided at a multitude of levels. And it is pointless for you to expend great effort broadening your mentalized understanding of the ascension process without placing an equal emphasis on the condition of the vehicle through which you are able to participate. And that's what really hit me yesterday. Here we are. Oh, we're all enthralled with the ascension. Oh, we're going to have a closer relationship to God. And the vehicle that's going to carry us into that experience, we treat like crap. It's like having a car and never changing the oil, never, and you know, finding the cheapest gas that you can, never getting a tune-up. How are you supposed to go to work, get to work in a dependable vehicle if you don't take good care of it? My dad taught me before I even got in a car. You take good care of your car, and your car will take good care of you. Take good care of your bodies, and your bodies will take good care of you. I'm going to open the lines now for questions or comments this morning. If you can press 1 on your telephone keypad, I'd love for you to participate this morning. If not, we'll go ahead and continue the lesson. This chapter is probably the longest chapter I've had in this book. Okay, well, we'll just continue to move on. There are many beings now amongst you who have developed the ability to conduct heightened electromagnetic frequencies through the vehicle of their physical forms. Did any of you guys watch the video that I sent you of the man who started fire with his energy? Bare hands, just the energy coming from his bare hands, lit a piece of paper on fire. Totally amazing. That's what this guy is saying. He has a heightened electromagnetic frequency in his physical form. There are countless techniques for this practice, all unified by the effect upon the physical body of elevating the vibration at the cellular level and detoxifying incrementally the energies carried there. When the physical form is exposed to these amplified vibratory levels, the effect is manifested in the subtle bodies as well as in the physical body, and the result of the release of karmic as well as physical density is achieved. You know, Dr. Reggie has taught me over the years, he says, we won't have the same bodies as we ascend, that those bodies change. And here, this is really telling us scientifically on some level how that process happens. How that happens. You still have physical form, but it's not going to be as dense. It's vibrating at a different speed, at a different frequency. There is no one method that takes precedence over another in this so-called healing work, though vast differences occur in technique and in the result that might be forthcoming under ideal conditions when these skills are correctly practiced. So the determining factor in assessing any of the energetically based healing modalities that are presently being practiced in your reality is your own sense of the result that may or may not be forthcoming. What are they telling you? To receive that healing, it needs to be in mind first. You have to receive, you have to believe that you're being healed first. It's your perception. And what is that taking us back to? Anyone? Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you know the answer to that question. And I've got a free surprise for you. Anybody? I'm waiting. Come on. All right. I got a taker here. Good morning. And the answer is 0542.
Hi. No, what I was thinking of, it took me back to Jesus and how people had faith to be healed. So it's all about, you know, what you think and what you believe on. Because the mind is a powerful instrument, and whatever you set your mind out to do, your mind would do it within yourself. So, that's exactly where it took me to. So I don't know if that's the answer you were looking
that
for.
That is the answer. Correct. You are a winner. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
we have a winner.
Yay.
What's your name?
My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you this morning? Where are you calling from?
Washington.
Oh, good. So, Keisha, I want you to stay on the line after the show if you have time so I can get your address and everything and send you a gift, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All righty. Keisha got the answer. I love it. Listen, you know, we just studied Bruce Lipton, and what Bruce Lipton told us was that we are the masters, but it's based on our belief, and our belief is what? Our perception. And here is Keisha's telling us, hey, you know what? This is reminding me of Jesus. You had to believe. You had to have faith. Wow. I love it. What do does that tell us? I'm sorry, I am just floored by that. You know, sometimes that's, I'm asking you guys to breathe, because you hear these things over and over, but how are you really hearing? And when I talk about really hearing, I'm saying that every cell in your body is aware that you're taking the time to say, hey, listen to me, I'm the master. Every cell in my body understands that this, I am perceiving, I am healed. I believe I am healed. I believe I am whole and healthy. I am in divine perfection. Breathe. Work with me here. Work with me. Whew, okay, the lines are lighting up this morning. 0411, you're on the air.
Greetings again,
Anthony. I got your call. I'll talk to you after the show.
That's fine. There's a text that come to mind. We spoke yesterday about how our environment affects our perception. Or did we talk about that? Because
yes,
I've been going
did.
Back and forth. Okay. And Bruce Lipton mentioned that our environment,
yes.
our environment. So
yes.
the text that always come to mind is the one, and I can't think of where it is. Reggie might recall where it is, but it goes like this: by beholding, we become changed. Whatsoever thing is lovely, whatsoever thing is pure, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these. Scripture is telling us, if you want to change our mind, we have to change what we perceive, what we take in. So that means we have to be careful where we are and what we're taking in.
All the time.
Especially when we're asleep. I can't emphasize this more. Be careful of the environment you're in when you're sleeping, because your mind is like a filter. It discriminates. The only problem is sometimes it discriminates against the wrong things. But then when we're sleeping, it's sleeping. There's no filter in place. So things go directly to our subconscious. So you have to be careful when you sleep, especially when you're sleeping on a television.
That's Dr. Red. He gets on me all the time about watching the news. I leave the television on and I'm sleeping with the news on. So I totally get what you're saying.
Yes, yes. So thank you so much, sir. I just wanted to share that.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing, Anthony. Thank you so much. All right, so let's move on. It would be beneficial to all who wish to maximize their efforts to purify these physical bodies to investigate the available therapies, both from the standpoint of being a recipient and of becoming a practitioner. For the purifying effect of allowing these energies to pass through your energy field in the process of being transmitted to another cannot be underestimated, and is a valuable byproduct of what could otherwise be considered service to humanity. You know, it is a lot of times I do not read ahead, because I like to, as I'm doing the book, I like to receive the information fresh as I'm giving it to you. And what I am so amazed with right now is how the universe has aligned our lessons. Because look, we get first, Bruce Lipton's information came to me, and I said we need to watch these videos before we move forward. And I had no idea how well Bruce Lipton's material was preparing you to hear what we're hearing now. Then I invited Jesse on. And if you guys did not have a chance to listen to Jesse's interview. Jesse is a Reiki healer, and he's talking about the energy and what he goes through and the whole process of Reiki healing, how that is tying in to this lesson right now and the importance of it. And what Jesse said that I never had a clue about, and I don't know if anyone else, but he says that whole process, when even though it's a one-on-one process, he's healing one person, he says it has a ripple effect to the collective whole. On some level, there's healing taking place among all of us, even though he's working on one, because that energy is traveling, and we're all connected. That is so powerful. So even here they're saying you need to experience going to an energetic healer, someone like a Jesse, and even consider becoming an energetic healer as you develop more, because the whole, the collective whole, benefits from that energetic field. Okay. Let's see. Uh, 0542, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I had a quick question about what you just said about being an energetic healer. Okay, I do go to church, right? I'm a Christian, okay, supposedly. But I have this conflict within me because I want to be a shaman. I want to go back and take the classes, you know, to be a shaman and possibly look into the other healing arts. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, what is your opinion, knowing that Christianity, they're, you know how they are, and I'm just wondering, what do you feel about, you know, somebody like in my position coming from the church? And I still want to stay in the church, but I do have an interest in the metaphysical order, occult. How do you, I mean, what's your opinion on that?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me tell you something. Number one, there are two things going on inside of me when you say that. Number one is I do have an opinion, but number two, what's more important is your opinion. So let me say this. We, on Circles of Prosperity, we embrace everything.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe that God discriminates. Okay? Shamanism is the oldest religion. It was the first religion. And if you really go back and study earth-based religions, they were very in tune with the energies. They were the elements, earth, air. Dr. Reggie teaches shamanism. Earth, air, fire, and water. They embraced all of it. What can be wrong with that?
Nothing, but you know how, well, you know how it is. I mean,
I do need to go that far into it. Exactly. But listen, if you are being pulled that way, then I do understand, and I believe that God is expressing through you that you need to bring that energy into this world at this present time. That is your calling. That is your calling. What's more important is that you are in alignment with it. You know, if you love God, there's no religion that's going to help you to do that. It's all dogma. Your relationship with God is a personal relationship. Individual. Dr. Reggie's commenting here. So, and my personal belief, if God is knocking at your heart to be a shaman, because we've lost a lot of our attachment to these forms of religions, of, I guess, you know, earth-based religions, but it disconnected us from our environment, and we are very much a part of our environment, and that is needed as we transcend, or as we ascend now. That energy is needed. So that's my opinion. It does not keep you. I have 60 seconds before I stop streaming, but we can still continue this conversation. There is nothing that will let me get my thoughts, because it is talking to me and it disconnected my transmission. Hold on. What I'm saying is that the planet needs that energy now for its healing, because we have to reconnect to the energy, the vibration that's on this planet now. The planet is ascending. And sitting in a pew and saying hallelujah is not the answer. We have to live it. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, do you hear me?
Uh-huh, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you, and I know what you're saying, but I don't know. Okay, well, I just got that, you know, conflict within me with the Bible, and then the church people, they hate on me because they know that I'm kind of on the occult side. I don't do anything crazy, okay, but I do believe in nature, Mother Nature, and I do believe in self-healing. I believe in energy. I ain't into that hoodoo voodoo and everything else, but I'm definitely into, you know, balancing yourself through nature, walking barefoot through the dirt, you know, in a forest somewhere, you know, just feeling and connecting yourself with Mother Earth. So,
and when
but
you do
I get a lot of static from that, huh?
And when you do those things, are you joyful?
Yeah, I mean, they actually call me Mother Earth because I'm like the little black girl with the flowers in her hair skipping down the road, and they're like, why is she so? Where did she get that from? And she needs to go to church. She needs to be, you know. And it's like, what?
Wow.
I haven't done nothing. But, yeah, I've gotten a lot of slack from it, and it's kind of, I'd be, like, kind of wondering, well, what exactly, what is what, you know, why are they hating on me so much about it? So, but anyhow, I think I'm going to end up going in the weird shamanism anyway, because I don't know what their problem is, because I'm not no threat to nobody, but, you know, I don't know, I guess they don't want to change themselves, you know.
Hold on. Dr. Reggie wants to talk to you. Wait 1 second, okay? I'm going to open up his line.
Okay.
Dr. Reggie?
I think this is beautiful what you're saying because it touches me. You would be the one person that really understands nature on every level, the energy of earth, air, fire, and water. Not saying you come from a place of voodoo hoodoo, like you said, not that, but connecting to earth. Earth represents the element of the divine feminine. Skipping through the forest with flowers in your hair, being connected to Mother Earth, she gives us every part of our life, all of our food, solid, nurturing, giving birth to fruits and vegetables and animals on the earth. Thank God
yes.
You're that way. If they don't understand it, you don't have a problem. They have the problem not understanding. Your perception that you're connected to the ground, to the earth, to the fresh air, to the flowers,
right.
To the rain. You're connecting
right.
Your soul to all of nature. That's a wonderful thing.
That's me. And the wind. I love wind. Yes, I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for clarifying that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. We definitely support you in that. And understand that occult, it means secret. This was all the secret information. Not that it was evil information. It was secret. That's all.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
we
you
love
for
you.
Answering that. You have a good night.
All right. Don't hang up. I'm gonna go ahead and let me. I'm gonna write your number down. Hold on 1 second here, and I'll call you afterwards so I can get your address.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. Dr.
Thank
Reggie,
you.
Okay. Can you take us into our closing prayer, Dr. Reggie?
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful lesson and for Keisha and people like her who really know you, not just the energy of the form of godliness and denying the power thereof. She understands the power that we all should understand, the elements and the undines and the air elements and earth itself. We thank you for her. The energy of Mother Nature expressing through her body and through her mind. You are divine energy, and we thank you so much for people who really understand. We bless the energy of the Holy Spirit working on this planet, helping each of us to grow and to ascend beyond just who we are, but understanding our natures of multidimensionality. We thank you for Circles of Prosperity that is going to be mightily blessed to help others improve the quality of their life, their spiritual life, and their emotional content. Thank you, God, for everything that is. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Thank you, guys. I'm sorry we ran over a little bit, but I guess it was worth it. I loved it. I hope you did, too. We'll be back here on Monday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes. God bless you. Keisha, I'll call you right back.